speaker is Najla Dawson Zeidan from the Youth Action for Palestine. Najla.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for inviting me to speak, because it's important that people know that young people do care about issues, even if we don't have the vote and can't express it that way. I think everyone here today is aware of the human rights abuses that are continuously suffered by the Palestinians. And obviously we're all here to protest against the Israeli authorities' disregard for their rights as human beings. But in Youth Action for Palestine, we're particularly concerned about the human rights of children who don't have the rights that we take for granted here in England. For example, education, they can't go to school because their schools are being closed and there are curfews. Medical care, leisure, even the right to protest, which we all take for granted as well, they don't have. And in fact, they can't even take for granted the most basic human right, the right to life. I'm just going to read out a list of names of the children, Palestinian children, who were killed in just 1 month earlier this year. In March 2003, these Palestinian children were killed by Israeli forces. Abdurrahman Jadala, Tariq Saadi Akel, Ehab Ahmed Nabahat, Muhammad Jamal Mohsen, Ta'ir Jabrahan, Tariq Mahra Al Najar, Ilham Al Asara, Ahmed Abad Abahra, Christine George Saada, Mahmoud Basim Nasser, Hamza Jabran, Bakr Muhammad Rahba, Muhammad Nizar Salim, Jihad Abu Rabi'a, Rabia Faraj Al Shakawi, Osama Rebi Abu Khalil, Omar Tawfiq Abu Yusuf, Omar Hassan Darwish, Motaz Kamil Ode, Muhammad Ahmed Darwish, Muhammad Farouk Tafesh. All these children are under 17 years old and they have committed no crimes. They're not Hamas militants or suspected terrorists. The only crime they've committed is to be Palestinian. And then the other point I wanted to make was about the role of young people in this country in fighting for Palestinian rights. Young people played a significant part in the anti-war movement. In fact, I think we saw more children than young people, students, protesting than ever against the war. And all this is from a generation which is often labelled as apathetic. I think it proved that we do care about what's going on in the world, even though the people in Parliament don't seem to. We must not let this surge of action die. We need to take advantage of the fact that young people aren't apathetic and do care about human rights and use it to build the Palestinian rights action and fight for the rights of Palestinian adults and children to demand freedom for Palestine. Yeah.